a good idea if we put him in one, wouldn't it?
Hello, Bob. Hello, Miss
Mickey. I said it might be a good idea if we put Les in the trance.
Oh, yes, Mickey, darling, please do.
We might all get a bit of peace then.
Yes.
I think he should be put in a trance every night from 11 o'clock until 9 the next morning.
Yes, Mickey. Not in that.
Get plenty of sleep, eh? I sleep very well anyway, Mickey, but I dream a lot.
Dear old Nick, there's always some meaning in everything that he asks. And I catch it.
You catch it, you say?
No, I catch your meaning in everything that you say, more or less.
Oh, I thought you meant you catch it.
Is everything all right tonight, Mickey?
Everything is very nice, thank you.
Good.
Conditions are par excellence.
Oh,
what?
Parle bien français.
Parlez français avec nous ce soir.
Parlez français, madame, monsieur. Si tu vois pour toi.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Si tu bois.
Si tu vois pour moi.
Si tu bois que moi.
Tenez-la. Vois que moi.
Voice
to voice.
I didn't know
he spoke.
Oh,
yes.
Hear
me further,
done.
Listen
to him. Listen to him. What's his name? Tell me, why could you
parler français, Mick? Oui, monsieur, I am very pleased to come here.
What was it you said, Leslie?
I didn't know that you could speak French.
What did you say to him, Leslie?
I said, I didn't know that you could speak French.
Je vous aime beaucoup, Mickey.
Monsieur Mickey.
Monsieur Mickey.
La tendre.
La tendre.
No, I didn't say that. I said la tendre.
Oh, oui. La tendre.
What does that mean?
Rosy.
What was that?
Dear boy.
Isn't he?
Ce soir, comprends?
Quoi?
Put in your leg.
Ce soir, what did you say?
I couldn't catch it now, oh man. Ce soir, quoi, Mickey?
Mickey, Mickey, I'm la fin.
Something like Flint.
Flint. Oh dear.
Midi. Midi.
Midi.
Petit. Medium.
Midi petit medium.
What does that mean?
She medium.
Little medium.
Well, it's medium, isn't it? Medium is the same word, I believe.
Yes.
Not sure.
Medium. It's got the right pronunciation.
Yes. Yeah.
My goodness me.
You parle très bien français.
Voudrais.
Voudrais quoi?
What does that mean?
Dit.
I like pigeon English. Pigeon French.
Pigeon French.
You're saying voudrais, do you wish something?
Voudrais.
I'll get it in the neck, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm. Where is she? Where is HPB? You won't get it. She likes you. I think she likes you to come here and get us all in a nice mood. Genial mood.
I think we are back before we come.
Yes.
Being Friday.
I mean, make us laugh.
Yes, to get the atmosphere at the next.
Yes.
I know I am. I always look forward to Fridays more than any other day in the week.
Gosh, so do I. cold breeze at my feet, Harriet.
Someone give me a cold breeze on my feet. They are hot. What a change of weather.
Well, they try and move the cold breeze from around your head to your feet. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am very well. And how are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Yes,
I know we all
thank
are.
You.
Thank you.
I have quite a number of visitors here tonight, so I'm very anxious to come for a few moments to speak with you. So I will not myself spend many moments with you, but just to say that we are very pleased indeed with the conditions, which are excellent.
Oh, good.
But I must ask you to realize that in several instances it will be their first time of coming to speak, and in consequence they may not do too well. Conditions themselves are very good.
Yes.
And how are you tonight?
Oh,
Rose?
Oh, we're all... I'm very well, thank you, H.P.B.
You seem very well.
Yes.
Nothing on your mind to cause you any anxiety, I hope?
No, I don't think so.
I can say this to you.
Yes.
But things are going to be much better than you realize. And there's going to be a great improvement in conditions, which will come perhaps rather as a surprise, but will be indeed very welcomed and very pleasant for you.
Okay.
You have nothing at all to worry about concerning the immediate future, and I can say that you will have cause to rejoice in more ways than one. So please try to be very patient and be very, very certain in yourself that we are taking care of your future and the happiness that you wish to hold on to.
I see. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you, H.P.B.
I've not got an end in it.
Yes. Hi, darling, you have a hand in everything, I know.
I've got your welfare at heart. I've got Flinty's welfare at heart. And I've even got the... third floor batty now. The 13th starts the new ball rolling, Rosie, so don't worry.
I see. All right, thank you, darling.
Sit still, Flint. Don't lean forward, Leslie.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you that last time you was leaning forward.
I can hear better.
No, you can't. It's an illusion. You just relax and you'll hear much better.
Okay, mate. Good evening.
Good evening, my friend. Can you hear what I'm saying to you?
Can you hear anything?
No, I can't. Could you speak a little louder, please, if you possibly can?
I'm trying the best I can.
Yes, we can hear.
Can you hear Mama?
Very faint. It is her voice very quiet.
I thought she said Mary.
No, I did not.
Very strange.
Yes.
Yes. Because I am not very experienced at this kind of thing. My name is St. John Montague.
Oh, yes.
My name is St. John Montague.
Yes, we hear that.
St. John Montague.
Yes, we're very pleased.
I was tremendously interested in all forms of the occult before I came here. It is possible that you may have heard of me.
Yes, I have.
But that in itself is perhaps not so important, except in that I am tremendously interested even now, possibly in a way I suppose more so, from this point of view of being here on this side and looking into your world, reversing, as it were, the process of my earthly life when I used to look into the other world from your side.
Mm.
I had a gift and I endeavored to use it to help as many as possible. You no doubt know about it.
Yes.
I'm tremendously interested in all that is transpiring, and I do hope in some way I shall be of assistance to you.
Thank you very much.
So too.
I don't know if you know that I came here during the war years.
Yes.
The flat which I had in town was bombed.
Yes.
And I was killed.
I see.
That is all. I am very, very happy indeed where I am, and I'm very happy indeed to be able to come back for a few moments to speak to you, and I hope that I may be of service in the coming months and years that are ahead. And I'm still very interested in the earth, especially in regard to certain persons who I was very drawn to, and who I was able in some ways to help. And if I can at any time help you in your material problems, it will give me great pleasure. And I would like to say at this particular stage that there is, I am sure, a change in conditions which will affect each one of you, the three of you. You at the moment perhaps do not see it, but nevertheless, I know that I can say to you that changes will come which will perhaps surprise you, because from the rapidity of one change will come at least two others. But those changes will be beneficial and very good for each one of you. I know from what I have been told that you have been brought together for a purpose. The purpose chiefly, of course, is to do the work of the Spirit. But nevertheless, those who work with us and for us as the good of humanity in themselves get many blessings in return. And so, as you cooperate with us, so we shall endeavor to help you in your material life, to try to bring happiness and try to bring contentment of mind. I want particularly to say to you, my dear, that you have no cause for worry, that I am convinced that all is to go well. And you will see many changes, which I know will cause you to be very much happier even than you are today. Be patient, leave much to our side, which we can do in regard to your circumstances. We will help you, and you will see many blessings will be showered upon you. Be patient and hold fast to that which you know is good, and I am convinced that time is not far distant when you will know a greater freedom and a greater peace of mind than ever you've known before.
Well, thank you very, very much.
I shall hope to come again very soon, but at the moment, I'm afraid I cannot come and say very much. Others are waiting, but I shall always try to help you, and where I can help you materially, I shall certainly do so. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you
Goodbye.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Nell Sturgeon Montague, you've heard of her?
Yes.
She was a crystal lady, wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, yes, there's a book written about her.
Yes, that's very interesting.
She's a wonderful clairvoyant,
yes.
Yes. With eyes, he used to flap to her.
My name is Pharos.
Pharos, good evening.
Pharos bring blessings. Pharos bring greetings. Pharos come with love. And it might in some measure join us together in a greater band of unity. That which we are endeavoring to do shall in time bring together many souls on both sides of life. We are here banded together as brothers and sisters in the search for truth. We who have gone along the road of truth, yet knowing there is much to learn, endeavor to return to you and impart some of our experience, some of our knowledge to you. You are blessed. Many are the blessings that shall come upon you. For we who come in concord together have much indeed to impart.
You are an Egyptian, aren't you, Pharaoh?
Would it not be wiser to say I was an Egyptian?
Yes.
For that was many, many, many years ago.
Ago.
Here there are no Egyptians. Here there are no Chinese. Here there are no nationalities. All are united under one banner. All are indeed unified in love. The barriers of caste, color, and creed, and time all have departed from us. We who come, though we take upon us, as it were, perhaps, the likeness, if you could see us as we were. Those of us who take upon the voice that you hear, which sounds there unto your ears, strange or foreign in itself, is but a transmission of our thoughts into sound, and bears no likeness to perhaps that which we enunciate on this side. For we who have learned how to utilize the forces within us know how it is possible to commune without the utterance of words, though when we come into the lower spheres and into the earth sphere, it is essential for those on earth who are not so developed and cannot understand. We have to enunciate words. We have to vibrate the atmosphere, create sound, so that they can hear what our thoughts are. But we who have progress can commune without the utterance of words. So into your condition as we come, we transmit some phase, some part of our personality. We try to give to you some impression as to what we may or were like when upon earth. And, of course, it is essential that our thoughts shall vibrate your atmosphere sound so that you are conscious of our presence, though we can oft-times be present, though you see us not and hear us not, nor in no way conscious of us. Yet oft-times do we draw unto you, even when you sit not here, and endeavor to impart some part of truth or knowledge, some helping condition we desire to give to you, in some measure you are able to receive. You are but babes, and we are but children a little more higher in the progressive state. And those who are masters, those who are above us in the heights, they who have progressed beyond your knowledge or ken, and who we but, as it were, see but vaguely, we are conscious of that which they strive to give us, even as you are trying to be conscious of what we strive to give you. Life is on many planes, many strata, many conditions of existence. Life is continuous and floweth on and on, and yet is never lost. For those who go into the stream must be carried with it into the source of the sea, into the great ocean of all knowledge and experience. And yet we are not lost at any phase of our journey. We retain some part of ourselves, which we cannot perhaps in any measure explain to you, for what are words in themselves but limitations of the mind of the earth? There is much that we have to give you. Oh, children, it gives us such joy to break down the barriers that separate us. For we are in many ways not separated, only separated by the ignorance of the minds of men who still dwell upon the earth. But you are not ignorant in that sense. You have learned at least to realize and to know of our presence. And you sit in harmony and in love, that we might open wide the gates and flow forth, as it were, to you. We might help you and inspire you, we might guide and uplift you, and we might indeed become one in knowledge and in truth and in love. Ours is a great task, but we love that which we do, for in so doing, even us ourselves, we are elevated too, for as we help, so we grow. We are all, as it were, important one to the other, for that which we are striving to do together is not for self, it is for all humanity. All those who struggle in the darkness of your world, who dwell in materialism, whose minds are darkened by the things of the earth, they shall indeed receive something from that which we are able to give you. You are indeed of great value to us. We look to you because we know that you would strive to be our scribes, and in the months that lie ahead, you will endeavor to take that down which we shall give to you, for you have been given a trust. And we know that you can be trusted to fulfill it. It is indeed with us great joy of heart, for we know that we have found through you an avenue to the hearts and minds of men who dwell in the darkness of your world. We bless you, and we love you, and always it will be our task and our joy to help you in all things, especially the things of the Spirit. Do not be discouraged. That which we are striving to do together is a great and glorious task, but it has its difficulties for you. We realize them only too well, but we know that you will always do the best that you can for us, knowing it is a great work, greater than ourselves, who are but humble servants of the Most High. I will come unto thee again. May peace be with you until we come together once more. Farewell, O friend.
Farewell, Carol.
Thank you
very much.
Got your handkerchief ready, Rosie?
Nicky?
Yeah?
He was an old ancient Egyptian years and years ago. He had something to do with the pyramids, hadn't he?
Yes, he knows all about the occult, too.
Oh, my dear.
You're going to learn a lot from him in time, but don't forget you've got years ahead on you.
Yes, darling, yes, I know.
Only when we get the psychic temple going, you wait.
What?
Psychic temple
going.
Oh, I could tell you plenty, but I better not.
Mickey.
No, I wouldn't be permitted.
Wouldn't you?
I know what's happening, I know.
Oh, you.
Step by step, floor by floor. present us some very happy times in the green room.
Hmm? Oh, are we?
In the green room.
Yes, that's a new room. That room will last
nice. Oh,
room.
We know what we're up to.
Mickey.
We've got something to do with that. You don't see it at the moment, but you will.
I have been thinking.
Many a happy impromptu doing there.
Yes.
Many what?
Happy impromptu.
Impromptu happy dream.
Impromptu dream.
It has plucked my mind, you know. All of you've got something to do with what has been in my brain.
That is to be your little sanctuary and your retreat, and it's to be your little workroom, and it's to be a great blessing to you, and it will.
Good. All right, darling. Thank you for saying so much.
But you mustn't neglect your music too much, Auntie.
Oh, no. No, I won't.
Don't think you're quite so keen as you used to be.
Yes, that's quite true.
It's mostly treble.
Hmm?
What do you mean?
Mostly treble, I don't.
Well, it's not bass or falsetto, is it?
A little louder, please, friend, will you? I can just hear a tiny whisper, and I can't hear the words very well. Oh.
trying to do a good work to help people, because for many other reasons too, I put you, what you say, a special place in my heart.
What are the other reasons, Frederick?
Now, you are not to seek compliments.
What?
You must not seek the compliments.
Oh, why? Won't you tell me?
You should not ask these questions.
Oh, but please tell me. I always want to know, you know. I like to know things.
Well, there are various reasons.
Yes?
One reason is because deep in your heart, you've always wanted to be a very good musician.
Yes.
Secondly, because circumstances beyond your control always prevent you from doing it.
Yes.
And thirdly, because your life has not been a very calm, happy one. And I'd like to compensate you in some way if I can. And fourthly, because I know you have the talent and I think you'll be a very good musician when I have you under my wing. Yes. And, well, there are other reasons, but I think that would be sufficient. But always I know that your heart is warm and big.
Yes.
And you love people. And I know that you always have tried to help humanity. And that is music.
Yes. Thank you, Frederick.
Oh,
I think you understand me.
I know you better than you know yourself.
Yes.
And your education has to be completed while you are on earth. So when you come here, your mind is more satisfied.
Yes.
But another time I talk to you about these things. But all I want you to know is I am still very close to you. I have still got much interest in you.
Yes.
And I shall not fail you. Indeed, none of us here will fail any of you, for you are very, very dear to us, and we are anxious that we shall all work together to help in your world, in some measure, to change the hearts of men and give them insight into the things that are real, the things that are eternal, and the things that are worthwhile. Man has the wrong value, the wrong standard, and we want, if we can, to put him on the path. Well, I said my little piece, so I said to you, good night.
Good night, Fred.
Good night.
Bless you.
One calls me Frederick and one calls me Chopin.
What?
One, I say, call me Frederick and one calls me Chopin.
Yes.
I think it is better if we all say Frederick.
Frederick.
All right. Good night,
Frederick. Good night, Frederick. Leslie.
And you,
Leslie. Yes. Yes, darling.
Yes.
Good time.
What you say?
You're still there. Well, I try, because there's so much sweetness and kindness with all of you on the other side for us. It's a thing that we don't get on the earth very much.
I think there's quite a lot of sweetness in this room.
Mm-hmm.
On both sides.
Must be all that treacle tart you eat.
How is mother?
How is mother? She's very well. No, she's not very well. not very at all well. Who is that?
I don't know. Somebody said hello, Leslie.
Yes.
How is Mother?
Well, this is my father.
Father's a deep voice, not mine. Would you speak again, please, to Leslie?
I shall be very glad of Mother Joy's memories.
He can't hear.
Can you, Leslie?
Not very well.
I hope it won't be very long now, my boy.
My boy, what's your father?
Who are you?
Faith. It's me. It's Dad.
Dad? Yes.
I hope Mother will be joyful.
Oh, good gracious.
How are you,
Liz? I'm fine, thank you. This is the first time I've ever been through.
I've often wanted to come, but I haven't been able to. But I want you to know I'm very much nearer the earth now. Because I think Mother will be joining me very soon. I want to be there when she comes.
Yes.
It's all for the best, my lad.
I'm very worried about her.
Don't worry, she'll be all right. I shall be there. We shall all be there to look after her.
Yes.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Boy, give my love to everybody. Oh, my love to you.
All right. Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said he's been to the hospital with you all year. And he's tried to get through, but he hasn't been able to. This is the first time.
Yes.
And that he's looking after you. Your mother isn't he coming over to
you. Yes.
And everything will be all right.
Oh, good.
Look after her.
Oh, yes. Well, I know they love her very much.
Yes.
Are you still there, Dad?
Your father wanted you to know that he's very near the earth at the present moment because, well, it can be almost any time, isn't it? They feel that your mother can't be much longer with you.
Yes.
And your father is preparing, you know, sort of waiting for her to join him.
Yes.
You mustn't worry, you know, Liz.
No, well, he does worry because I'm fond of her, you know, mate.
I think you'll find she'll come very quickly. I don't think there'll be any sort of long illness or anything. It'll be rather a sudden thing.
No.
But it's the best that way.
It is, well, rather than she's going to start falling down like she did last.
And there'll be someone with her. She won't be alone, don't worry.
No.
It'll be all right.
What do you mean she won't be alone?
Well, I mean, she won't be alone in the house or anything like that.
Well,
she'll be all right.
Well,
no, she'll be all right.
Well, thank God for that, because that's what I've been frightened about. So.
By the way, do you know Ada?
I know old Ada.
No, I don't mean Rose.
No, you have
do know Yes, Ada. I do know
Aunt Ada. On this side, I mean.
Oh, no, not on that
no,
side.
That's no, what I mean.
No, no, miss.
There's someone, Ada. I don't wonder if you know.
No, I don't think so, miss.
I'm so sorry, because we cannot have that tonight.
Can't remember.
What is
10 o'clock? It's all right. I mustn't give any personal stuff. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It will, yes. I couldn't hear a word. No, it will. Very nice, man. yourself, Lord?
Just come in for a few minutes before we close down.
Yes.
So you know I'm here.
Yes, good.
I haven't been able to say that much tonight. There's a lot of new people, you know, and gonna give everyone a fair chance to get used to it. Well, just want to come for a few seconds so you know I was here.
Yes, good.
Well, and how are you tonight? You're doing very well.
Yes, we're all very well tonight.
God. I certainly look forward to these Friday nights, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
And I always love to hear your voice, to know that you're there.
Kindly. I certainly like to come. I still have got quite a number of people here that I very much want to introduce there. You know, my own little clique of friends, but I think you'll find them all interesting. I hope eventually each one will come and get used to communicating. But, you know, there's such a crowd here that the next meeting will take quite a few months for everyone to come into this seat. Anyway, I just wanted to say a few words, let you know I was here.
Yes.
Say good night and God bless you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, what would you
want? No, 1 minute. Did you ever make any records when you were
no.
here?
No. Well, no, in a way, yeah, but not gramophone records. I have no recollection of making any no gramophone records.
Oh.
But I spoke once or twice on the air, you know.
On the air?
Whether that was ever taken down, I don't know. I can't say. I'm afraid it's... I don't know. Stupid, I don't know.
Oh.
Don't think so.
Oh.
Anyway, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you next week.